Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette. Covers the Pirates. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Jason, you had a good story yesterday on the Blue Jays potentially playing at PNC Park. And ever since that story broke, man, the momentum is headed in that direction. Does it make sense to you? And is this going to happen?
I think it's going to happen, Joe, first off, and to answer it very plainly. And, yeah, I think it does make sense. Honestly, I think the Pirates have handled this stuff very well. I was in Cleveland last night where I don't think they handled it as well, especially not from the media aspect. But, you know, logistically, there's certainly a lot of stuff to figure out. They're going through that right now. I expect them to finalize this thing in the next 24 to 48 hours. But everything I've been hearing from both sides is there's a lot of optimism that they're going to be able to figure this out.
Do you think this is a good thing? Because I've been hearing a lot of feedback saying Canada doesn't want people coming in from Tampa and Miami and the hotbeds into their country. Why should we want them coming into Pittsburgh? How do you answer that?
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. Is it a good thing? I think it probably depends on your perspective, on your relationship with the coronavirus, and I don't feel comfortable telling anybody how to feel that way. I mean, I feel like the only way we're going to definitively be able to say if this is a bad thing is if, you know, something goes haywire, if somebody gets the virus and whatever. But, I mean, honestly, the way Major League Baseball is handling this stuff, and I think some people will disagree, and that's fine, but with the repetitive testing, with protocols put in place, my question with this, Ron, would be, can you keep everybody physically distant enough? Is there enough infrastructure in PNC Park to make this work? And I think they have that. I think you're going to see things like, you know, in other stadiums, guys have been dressing and occupying suites. I think that's what they're going to need to do here, get a little creative. I mean, you're not going to have guys coming in and out of the same clubhouse. You need to have sort of their own space. And, you know, is that non-traditional or not great for the Blue Jays? Perhaps, but they are going to have a definitive home and one that, you know, by and large is a very good facility, not just with a view.
Jason Mackey on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Well, let's get to the baseball club. The bullpen, as I wrote in my Post-Gazette mailbag today, or at least was asked, is this the raging disaster it appears to be, Jason? I don't like the looks of this at all, and I was bullish on this group not long ago, but that was before the Kella situation, before Santana, before I got an early peek at what's happening here. Not that I'm putting all the stock in it, but I'm not encouraged either. You?
Yeah, same, Joe. I'm a couple different ways on this. I'm less worried about the Kella situation after a phone call I got last night. I do think he'll be back relatively soon. I don't think he's AWOL or, you know, hasn't fallen off of the face of the earth or whatever. Like, I think, you know, I hate to speculate like this, but I do think it's COVID related, and I do think that it's going to get cleared up at some point. So, like, what I'm saying is I think Keona Kella will be back to pitch meaningful innings. Now, where it goes beyond that is Kyle Crick, Richard Rodriguez, Nick Birdie, Michael Feliz. They all had terrible trips out the first time. You know, the second home run that Rodriguez gave up last night can't happen. Feliz also had a problem with it. So, yeah, I'm cautious about it. I mean, it's just one trip out for each, so I mean, I don't want to make any sort of sweeping conclusions, but they certainly need to be better than they've been these past two exhibition games.
On the good side, Jason, it sure looks like Josh Bell is already ready to go. Would you agree?
Oh, my goodness, Ron. That was such an awesome swing. I think I heard Joe talking about that before on my way back from Cleveland. But, I mean, just the effortless swing. Like, I thought that was going to be a fly out to the right fielder. And he just poked it. It kept going. It kept traveling. Yes, he looks very much ready for opening day. I don't think there should be a doubt there at all. And honestly, you know, the stuff we've seen at practice, he's looked very good at first base. I know there's concern over his defense, and I get it. Until he proves people wrong, it's fair. But he's looked excellent fielding and throwing.
We've gone back and forth, and we're talking to Jason Mackey at the Post-Gazette. Back and forth on the Cole Tucker catch a little bit. It definitely ended in spectacular fashion. I'm not sure if a regular center fielder like Dyson would have made it look easier. How was it a great catch? Was it better than Dyson's catch early in the game?
No, I don't think so. I think, and believe me, I love Cole Tucker. I'm completely behind them playing him in center field, and I think he's going to do great. But that was not a highlight reel catch, in my opinion. That was something made infinitely harder because the guy doesn't have a ton of experience. I mean, whenever you see somebody like you don't game up a knee-first slot in the warning track. Like, that's not how you do it. And I don't know. I played some outfield in my day, and every time I did it, I looked completely awful. So, like, I know what an unintentional fall looks like. And to me, that's what I saw out of Cole Tucker last night. Do I think he's going to improve and be good out there? Like I said before, absolutely. But I think Dyson probably would have made that catch with no issue.
What's his future here with the Pirates, Tucker, I'm talking about? You know, are they just trying to, the old Chuck Knoll philosophy, the more you can do, the better off you are to the team?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, Ron, and I think they're trying to find a way to figure out what they have in him. You don't want to disrupt Kevin Newman or Adam Frazier for various reasons. You know, Newman's a building block, and I think Frazier has value to them, probably more as a trade piece. And so you play them as your middle infield, and I think they're very bullish on Colin Moran, good, bad, or indifferent. And you also have Ke'Bryan Hayes, who's going to be coming up. So, I mean, that's kind of the spots where Tucker could play. So you need to find out if he can hit major league pitching. And I liked what I saw from him in the outfield last night, but he also struck out twice. And that's been a big thing for him. And, you know, he's had stretches where he's hit, but he's also had stretches where he hasn't hit. And so I think, you know, coming up soon here, they need to figure out if this kid can hit. And if he can hit, they'll find him a position. And I think he'll find himself a position. But I along with them, I think, just question if there's going to be enough of a bat there.
I mean, ultimately, if you're going to list this kid's strengths, number one would be as a defensive shortstop, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's up there. I would agree with that. But, I mean, I think he could be a defensive center fielder, too. I also think there's the potential for him to hit, Joe. I wouldn't say that he's like a, you know, what kind of guy am I looking for? Like a Clint Barmas. Like, I'm not putting him in that category.
Jason, I'm hearing that maybe Polanco, you said you think Kella might be close. Are you hearing Polanco as well?
Yeah, I think Polanco put on Instagram that he was throwing last night. You know, I think Polanco's case is a little bit separate from Kella. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Polanco's there in the next couple days either.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.